Betty, this is Natalie, also known as Stars Cast, and you know I say that every week, and because I want to make sure everybody knows who I am. Of course you do. And we have another great show tonight. I want to remind everybody, now pretty soon I'll be sending out the notices for mysticlivingtoday.com, which have to be in by, well, the 31st, and people are thinking, she works on New Year's Eve? Yes, I work on New Year's Eve. Actually, I don't do anything, and I really love it. And I get to see all the beautiful work and put up all the beautiful images, and it's really wonderful for me. It's one of my passions. Those articles need to be in at least by the 30th, and I will even take them on the 31st of December. And you can send that to stars with a Z, cast, C-A-S-T, at mysticlivingtoday.com, and I'll get them and make sure you include an image and any kind of credit you want me to use. And then, of course, my site with all my stars, I have my own stars, I don't know if anybody knows that, stars with a Z, starpsychics.com. I have probably 50 advisors there that I've interviewed, and, you know, occasionally I'll go in and say, how's it going? Everybody okay? Everybody likes to hear from me. Some people, believe it or not, I don't touch base with them once I hire them if, like, they're in another country. But I really try. I've taken note of that. One of my advisors said, well, you know, we love to hear from you. You need to come talk to us. So sometimes I'll just go in and do that kind of thing. And then, you know, so I have 50 advisors of all kinds. They have all kinds of modalities. I have angel card readers. I have mediums, tarot card readers, clairvoyance, clairaudience, but also right now we have a special until, I'm going to leave it. I shouldn't say it's till. We have 10 minutes for $10, and we have 15 minutes for $15, and 25 minutes for $25. For those of you who have never tried the site, it's really, it's a way to get in there because, you know, most of the sites are offering specials right now. We are as well, and it's a good thing to do. And I usually field any questions, and usually you will see me on Real Help. That we had a little thing at the bottom of the screen. You'll see this little Ask Natalie questions, but it's not psychic questions. It's just for help, you know, how to navigate through the site, and I'd be happy to do that for you. And I can do that and, you know, anything else you need, who does this, who does that, and all kinds of good stuff. So with that, I'm going to bring on my co-host, Al. Al, how are you doing tonight?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. We have to both be fantastic to run the show, right?
Absolutely.
Somebody said, how can you be so cheery? What if you have a bad day? Well, there's something about doing this, and I think, Al, you will say this too. It just lifts your spirits. It lifts, like we were talking about, your vibration, because you're bringing in somebody with talent. And it's a wonderful thing to talk to people. You happen to know our guest tonight, but I don't. But, of course, I knew right away that I would love her because. And our guest tonight, and I'm going to bring her in right now, is Samantha Elizabeth. And she is our guest. And how are you tonight, Sam? Should I call you Sam or should I call you Samantha?
I typically introduce myself as Samantha, but I like the people who I'm talking to just feel into whatever feels right for them. I'll respond either way. So if you call me Sam, I'll be responding to that as well.
Well, I'm going to call you Sam because I feel like I've known you forever. And her and I, we were chatting before the show began, laughing, and she had sent me this cute little video on Messenger, and it was the sweetest thing. And I looked at it, and I thought, yeah, that's exactly what I would think she would do, how she would sound, and we just hit it off right away, so it's wonderful. So I think I'm going to open the show and with some of the things that you're doing. My goodness, you've done so many things. I'm going to ask you how you got started into all of this, but you had an awakening. You had illness before. You've been guided to your gifts that you use. And I think we have you listed as a, you're kind of like a life coach, but I think you're more than that. And Al, you know, be sure to chime in whenever you want. You know, Natalie will take over the whole show if she can. And I don't want to do that. Not if I can. I mean, I don't like to do that. I like to have your input. So start to begin, Sam, with how you got into all of this. How your life evolved to bring you to where you are today?
Well, my life started out quite a bit different than most. And it was a little bit of a traumatic start, I would say. Some would say it was quite an experience, and I started life in my where I'm at today. It kind of goes all the way back to where I was introduced to the world, into what I would consider a living hell. And I found out that I had, from the social services in Nevada, that I was abused significantly by my birth family, by my paternal grandparents, and a few other families that I was actually adopted into, because I was adopted 3 separate times, all before the age of 5. And as an adult, I can look back and say, thank you for those experiences. Now, as a child, living through many traumas, physical and cognitive abuses and neglect, I found that it helped me tune into gifts that I thought everybody kind of had. I remember I used to talk to these, I would call them ghosts. As a child, they would come to me and just like be my friend, because they were the only friends I had. And throughout my life, as I grew up, I lost contact with those entities. What I did have an increase of was more drama in my life, more adverse behavior patterns that followed me because of the cultural upbringings that I had. And what I found now, how it relates to my life at this point, is that I very much needed to learn lessons within all of those experiences, the lessons of hardship, the lessons of doing without, the lessons of even being homeless a couple of times, the lessons of being raped a few times, the lessons of being choked, the lessons of being beaten and neglected. And there was even a part in time where I just was like, why am I living? What's going on? And back in 2013, 2014, I was diagnosed with kidney disease, which was followed by learning that it was being caused by my liver disease. And what I recognize spiritually is that kidney disease has to do with a level of fear that you have in your body or in your life, and your liver is affected because of a level of anger in your life. And I'm like, well, that seems like my life. I am angry at people and sad and very fearful of everything. I realized that I was always very defensive. So I started, since my diagnosis, I was blessed enough to fly all around the world finding what I called healers. Healers, for me, were just alternative to Western medicine. As an adult, after I got out of the military, I actually worked in various fields of Western medicine that taught me a lot about my body and other scenarios that I knew were not working for me, because the doctors all told me after my diagnosis that I was just going to eventually die of these diseases, and hopefully it will be, you know, not as bad as it is at the time when I was diagnosed. When I was diagnosed, I was significantly overweight and significantly unhappy and significantly sad and significantly angry and anxious and all of these things. And so going to these healers across the world, they actually helped me realize that I can feel better by these weird things that they're doing to me. What are they doing and how are they doing it? I want to do it too. And so I just kind of started copying them. And even in some of my trips over to Europe, I would find that there were the people that I would meet that would give me their courses for free to learn how to do what they're doing instead of charging me. And I'm thinking to myself, well, God, you must really want me to learn this stuff, because you know, this is free, and they normally charge, you know, how many thousands of dollars for the full course. So I started really looking into the different modalities of healing, still meeting healers across the world, and picking up my own skills along the way. And as I started learning to do things myself, I started learning how to eat intuitively. I started learning how to exercise intuitively and just heal intuitively with my hands, because I can feel things with my hands. I can see things with my eyes that most people perhaps may take a little bit of time or may not even have access to at all. So I found that In my practices, I would screw up and I would have these weird things happen to me and I wouldn't understand why they would happen. And I would go down the road of why me, why me, why me. And then all of a sudden God started talking, what I perceive as God started talking to me and telling me, listen, you don't have to question everything. You don't have to be fearful. The time of living in fear is done. You get to live a life of joy. You get to live a life of peace. You have had hardship your whole life, and now you get to have a life of joy. And I'm just like, oh, what does that mean? How do I do that? And so God would tell me, just listen to my guidance, and I will show you. And so I started learning to pray, or meditate, or go into ceremonies, whether they're indigenous or medicinal or not. I found a lot of what I would call magic in these steps that I was taking. And I found that I actually refer to God quite a bit, and I refer to apostles and Christianity and Islam and Judaism. I find that I reference all manners of religion in my healing process, but my actual modalities were used with my inner knowing. And I would get, I started back in, I think about 2 years ago, today is 2018, so 2016, I started having more entities coming to talk to me, specifically one of my grandmothers and an aunt of mine from my last adoption. They had passed, and they came and were very big guides for me to help me through my transitions. And I would see them and hear them and feel them as they were guiding me through my processes, helping me remember that God is always working in my favor. This is going to help you. It might be painful for a minute to release this belief system as to what's causing my ailments and my physical ailments in my life. But it will be worth my while, I promise. And I'm like, yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Of course.
So life is supposed to be good. How is life supposed to be good, you know? And that was really a good question of how can it be good? How can it be different than what I've ever thought? And then I started, what was it? In 2017, I was introduced to the thoughts of sacred geometry and numerology and astrology in 2018. And I started being able to see different things about Atlantis and Lumeria and star people. And it goes way out there. All these things that have been opened up to me, all because I was delivered a death sentence. And I knew I wasn't supposed to die. I just knew I wasn't supposed to die because God promises a life of peace and a life of hope and a life of love and compassion and nurturing. At least that was my version of God that I chose to remember. So I took that running and I started practicing affirmations, and I started practicing mirror time. Mirror time was like a big one for me. I remember my very first affirmation in I had gotten from Marissa Peer from Mind Valley, and she used to write on the mirror, I am enough. And I did that. I went and got lipstick because she used to write it in lipstick. Got some lipstick,
yeah.
And I don't wear makeup. But I went and bought a tube of lipstick and wrote on the mirror, "I am enough." And I thought to myself, "Well, what else am I? And what else should I do?" And God would tell me, "You deserve love and everything within it." And I'm like, "Well, what does that mean?" And God, in my mind, God would show me these pictures of, "Well, here's what you don't want. You know what you don't want. And it's all that lifetime that you had from birth to now. You know what you don't like. So what is it that you can find that you do like?" And I'm like, "What can I find? Oh, I get to start new things and I get to find out what I do like." So
yeah.
I started practicing more with my meditation and getting more deeper into ceremony and finding what worked for me. And what was it, last year? Last year, in the beginning of my video transcriptions, God would tell me to just make them live, make them raw, make them human. And I'm like, "Oh, Jesus, someone's going to hate this and someone's not going to understand this." And God would tell me, "It's not about what everybody else thinks. It's about the intention. And I promise you that there will be people who resonate with this, because there will be others who are waking up and removing those layers of trauma from their lives. And they need to know that someone else has gone through this as well and that they're not freaking crazy." So I'm like, "All right, I'll do that. I'll start making videos and I'll start releasing all of these layers of my history to the world, and then I will also figure out what to do next." And so I realized 2017 was when I started those videos, and here it is now, the end of 2018. And I'm realizing because, you know, social media is so blessed that they give us the year in review, and I get to rewatch and review all of my posts from last year. And I realized I was releasing quite a bit of stuff, and I might have been pinpointing one person in the video, but what I realized as well is that I was releasing dramas from not just one person, but several people from this lifetime and sometimes others. I would go into meditation and find that I was involved in other lifetimes with these particular people. I guess what we want to call life contracts, and our previous contracts would come up from other lifetimes, and I would be able to release those. And what I mean by release is I find a way to forgive, because it's only my perception as someone doing wrong to me in my perception as a small child or even as an adult. So what I do is I release it, I forgive the people. I might not want to hang out with them, but I forgive the people for the way that I perceive that they did wrong to me. And then I purposefully fill it with positive affirmations and positive thoughts that God would have me either write down or just rehearse in the mirror. And I'm just,
Samantha, so everything that you've been through, and you've been through quite a bit, as Natalie indicated. So what has all this done for you? What is your life now, or what is going on? I mean, obviously you've gone through some major transitions. Where are you at now?
Thank you. So where I'm at now is I find that I've grown so much, and that these videos that I've been making have influenced so many people that I started having people reach out to me to help them through their process. And everybody has their own process, but what I found was the commonality was the pain, the suffering. We all can identify with pain and suffering. So what I'm finding is that when people would reach out to me, all I can do is teach them what I've learned and guide through their help them guide through their process, their belief systems, their ways to help them see life in a different way. Because that's what I realized at one point, is that I didn't have someone who understood anything of what I was going through. I had to learn it on my own. Or perhaps it was that I didn't trust anybody and I needed that. And so when people are seeing all this rawness, is what I'm going to call the realness, it's people find security in that. There are some people who don't understand it at all, but those are the people who are not prepared to grow spiritually, is what I'm finding. So what I do now, there's many titles that I've been given at this point. And I think that the most common one that I would say would be a coach. I've also been called a shaman. I've been called a healer. I've been called many things. And I just choose to think that I'm in service for those who are seeking more to life, seeking ways to be happy, not just to pretend that they're happy, but actually practice seeing, feeling, hearing, knowing, believing that life is good. Oh man, if only everyone could understand that life can be good and life is as good as we make it. So clients call me and they'll send me messages and they're like, hey, what kind of things can we work on today? And so what I find is that I work individually with people and we come up with different things that will work for them individually. There are commonalities, but every life path has a different set of goals. Every person is born with a different mission that has been given to them from above, from our Creator. And I enjoy helping people get beyond their current cultural belief systems and introducing new ones and helping people understand that there is a loving, nurturing, compassionate availability to us all is a big factor in everything that I do. Because if I didn't feel loved, if I didn't feel safe and nurtured and all of those things, I wouldn't be where I'm at today.
So let me ask you something here real quick. So you've gone through hell and back and several times. So to an audience member right now who is suffering either through emotional stuff, physical stuff, financial stuff, mental, spiritual, any, you know, suffering or in pain or disappointment or sadness, what do you tell them? Or how do you trigger them so that they can get over the hump? Because I've been there where you're at the bottom of the barrel and you're looking up and you're wondering, you know, how in the hell am I going to get out of here? How do you guide people, or what is it that you do to get people to give them, quote, unquote, hope?
I find that the hope comes from within, but most of us end up needing to have that external hope fixated first. Because if you go within first, you're kind of scared if you're not familiar with going within and praying and meditating. So when I meet someone who is at an absolute stop in their progress of their spiritual growth, that they are just completely distraught, I actually like to join them in their mirror time, and I will encourage them to go stand in front of the mirror at the same time that I am, and we come up with an affirmation together. And perhaps if someone is at a complete loss and can't even think of one single positive thing to say about themselves, there's no better place to start than I love you. And reminding ourselves that we are loved. If we're not loved by anyone else than ourselves, then at least we have that one person who believes in us. And what better person to believe in us than us? So I also like to take into effect even hugs. I'll go into a personal hug because a lot of us are missing touch. Oh my goodness, physical touch was, I felt growing up as an infant, I felt like a Freudian experience where I wasn't touched, I wasn't held, I wasn't nurtured in the way that I needed. So I find that if I'm the only one in the world, then I'm going to give my own self a hug. And that's something that I try to instill, is that if we are the only ones, then we are it. And what better person? And that's just something that I keep reiterating is, well, what if we were the last people on Earth? What if we were on an island? What kind of things can we come up with to remind us how much we're loved? And I find that in my process, for my where I'm at now, that's how I became closer to my Creator, was in that mirror time, in that time where I held myself, in the time where nobody understood me but me, because nobody was going through what I was going through except for me. And I like to help others by using my life examples, because I have been through that hell and back. I have had to do some things that probably some people haven't even thought about, even being a possibility in life. And so I will use my own traumatic experiences as an example as to how I may have gotten through. At 2 weeks old, I had a double skull fracture and turned into the state of Nevada. And I now look at that scenario as to how could I possibly forgive the people who harmed me so badly at such a young age? And so I look at those people and I'm thinking of all the possible reasons as to why and how they could come up to that conclusion that the only solution was to inflict harm upon a two-week-old baby. And so this is just one of my examples that I may or may not utilize depending on the situation. But in my mind, the reason why they reverted back to whatever behavior pattern that they did was because they didn't know any other pattern. They didn't know any other way to handle a situation. They perhaps just couldn't see how what they were doing was significantly traumatic in the eyes of just a two-week-old infant. And so I have at one point in time, earlier this year actually, was where I came across the forgiveness of the oppressors, and I realized that they just didn't know any better. And God, and Jesus would come up, you know, Jesus was hanging on the cross and looking down and saying, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." And so when I come across the oppressors who have harmed me, I think to myself, well, shit, I'm at least not hanging on a cross and tortured and, you know, having, you know, being waterlogged or having bamboo shoots stuck up under, all these other forms of torture that I could possibly think of that other humanitarians may have experienced in their life and other people may have experienced in their life. So I'm thinking to myself, it could have been worse. It could have been worse, and the people who harmed me just didn't know any other way. But how can I respond as an adult if I had a crying baby in my arms, and if I was fighting with someone? What is my ability to respond to the situation? So that's what I'm taking out of it, is I like to help others understand that there are more than one way to handle a situation at any given time. We always have a choice in the matter. Our reality is optional.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Natalie, so what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm listening to her, and I'm listening to Sam, not her. I'm listening to you, Sam, and it takes an awful lot of courage, first of all, to come out of this, like I see you like lifting your head up out of something and looking out and thinking, you know what? this is a bunch of garbage. I am going to do something. It takes a lot of courage. And I know you're a lot younger than I am. And unfortunately, I did not get all of this as a young girl, a young woman. I had a lot of things happen to me, too. But I find for me, I mean, if I could be busy, and this is busy, all my waking hours, I would really be super happy by doing, if I could do magazine work, all the hours that I'm online, and I'm on a lot, and I do a lot, I would be very happy with it. But you're right about the touch, the hugs. If, you know, people say, well, so you're alone, so what? Well, but I don't like it. I don't like to be, I don't want to be alone. I lost my husband almost 7 years ago. And so sometimes, like you, I will sit down, now I meditate, and Al probably does the same thing, and I'll talk to God, and I'll say, okay, look, what are you saving me for? I want to know. Yeah, I'm very, very healthy for my age. I look very good for my age. I don't even look near my age, but I do ask that question. Have I gotten an answer, you're thinking? Not yet. However, I have this belief system within me, and I haven't met anybody who has it like me. Of course, we're all very different because I know, and probably you know, Sam, and Al knows, God can do anything at any moment in time. And you have to keep that belief going. So even though sometimes I say, oh, well, you know, I guess I'm going to be alone, that's it, because that's important to me. I have two businesses that I'm running right now. And I love it. I love all the people that work for me. We're all like a family. All these people that I deal with all over the world for my magazine. I mean, it's wonderful. Okay, that's a separate entity. But Natalie inside needs that soul connection. That's what she wants. So I bow to you, Sam. You've done an awesome job, and giving of yourself to other people is really wonderful. It really, really is. And I have somebody who would like to talk to you. Her name is Lori, and I'm going to bring her on. She has something to say. She's been trying to connect with me for a long time, and finally, tonight's tonight. And I told her, everything is divine order.
Yes.
I used to sign my emails, divinely yours, because that's how I feel. It's divine order. It really, really is. Okay, her name is Lori. Let's bring her on. Hello there.
Lori.
How are you? You're live on the air. I know you want to contribute tonight, and it's Lori, right?
Yes, ma'am. First of all,
don't call me ma'am. Do you have a question for Sam or Al or myself, or would you like to just? I know you said you resonate with all of this, and it's wonderful. It's just wonderful.
Thank you. And you all are wonderful for basically bearing your souls. And what this does for people like me is it gives us validation that the things that we've experienced into early childhood were, we were not oddballs or freaks. This was happening globally. And that is one of the main reasons I'm like you. I'm on the internet many, many hours a day. As an educational tool to connect with other people. But that is how I have been able to stay in tune with spirituality, because I started listening to Blog Talk radio shows in 2007. And that has been the only lifeline, because in our day-to-day lives, for one reason or another, God puts us around people that are completely opposite of what we are. And with that being said, I do have a contractor who's working in my house. I'll just give his first name. His James, and he's got some really erratic behaviors. I would like to think that I'm spiritually mature, and I would like to understand, and I would like to know better how to handle the situation that keeps coming up. It keeps coming up full circle to where I always have to put people that are takers and abusers in their place, and nobody backs me up, as in my spouse doesn't back me up. Bringing a whole family of kids and just being very improper as an employee. So everything happens, everything's a spiritual reason. You can't personalize anything. You're supposed to extrapolate whatever lesson you're supposed to learn. So if you have any insight on why I keep on having to face and to confront these issues alone, even though I'm married, my spouse isn't of the same cord, that we shouldn't be taken advantage of and I shouldn't be disrespected. It happens too often.
For me, if I may.
Yeah.
This is Samantha, and I find that having personal boundaries are quite important. Knowing what I am fully able and capable of identifying with, which is what I'm hearing is that you know your boundary, but you don't have anyone else saying, yes, that's a good boundary, and yes, you're doing the right thing.
Or perhaps backing me up.
Who has your six? perhaps this is a time or an opportunity for you to say, well, I don't need anybody else to tell me what is right and wrong for me. I know what's right and wrong for me. And upholding whatever your personal boundary is within that contracting situation, perhaps that may be just telling the contractor whatever it is that you're wanting to deal with, or maybe seeking a new contractor who will work within your specific boundaries. If your spouse or your family perhaps don't identify, that's okay. They don't have to. Not everybody will co-create with us the way we would like, but perhaps this is your opportunity to stand in your own truth and your own power and unapologetically and say, well, I know what's good for me and this is not good for me. So we can't continue like this. Something has to change. I'm not sure if that may resonate with you.
Oh, it does. But we're talking round robin, 23 years of the cycle always happens. It always comes up. I always put my foot down. There's always an argument. I don't like to argue. I like to use intuitive reasoning, because you being intuitive opens up more channels for you than it does if you're not. Because I find being intuitive is also being empathetic and understanding. And with that being said, I do a lot of research on why people have hurt me. And I have gotten to understand narcissists. I've gotten to understand psychopaths. And you know, education and understanding helps me deal with the people that have hurt me. Once I know the clinical reason, I'm like, oh, okay, it's an illness. And I can actually separate the person, you know, from the illness and know that that person is doing that because of the illness, because of what they experienced on their path. So that's what, you know, helps me deal with the horrible past that I've been through.
Right.
Lauren, may I ask you a question?
Sure.
So my question to you is, in regards to not feeling supported by your family members and or the experiences you've gone through, in how people treat you, my question to you is, why are you allowing those experiences to exist?
You know what? I haven't. I am estranged from my family because I don't allow those experiences to exist. Have been estranged for 8 years. I am estranged from my friends because I don't allow those experiences to continue. So I have been addressing these issues, and it's 2019 is going to be a year of a clean slate with new things coming in to replace the things that have had to be dealt with and had to be reckoned with. And I didn't do it in a forceful way, just basically spoke my piece and everyone started disappearing.
No longer a vibrational match, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And my spouse is coming around more this year within the last 8 or 9 months than over the last 23 years. But we still have a lot of difficult hurdles. And again, I do my research and I'm able to understand the cultural differences. And I do research. I'd look at people's behavior. I start, you know, writing them all down, and then I research to see what could or could not be the issue. And it's not fun to do. You almost feel guilty for doing it, but you have to take care of your heart. And sometimes our heart and our brain, you know, kind of control each other. So if I can understand something, then I can clear that vibrational pain from my heart once I can understand it.
That sounds beautiful. It sounds very similar to something that I do as well, is identifying behaviors in myself and others and trying to figure out, okay, and what does this have to do with the story of my life? How can I grow from this? What can I do to change this, make it different? I'm loving hearing how you're transitioning all of these things. And I found 2018 itself has been a remarkable growth for, I think, spiritual people in general. There's been some remarkable breakthroughs that I'm hearing from people. And it sounds like you are putting your foot down. You are standing in your power, and it's like you're just getting more confidence. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I am getting confident. I'm just at a point where I don't understand why these situations keep on coming up again and again and again. This contractor who was supposed to come in and do the work on his own started bringing one kid, then brought four, and then brought the wife. And I'm not a maid. I'm not going to sit here and feed everybody and have everybody prancing all over my house. When he brought another mouth to feed, I put my foot down and I said, you know what? Or the kids
came
into the kitchen.
This isn't going to work.
Well, my husband just kind of, Lori, we're getting a good deal out of this. And I just kind of look at him like, how, you know, you have no respect for me. I'm his partner on his side, but I just don't know how to fit that piece in the middle to get the peace that I desire to have and to be treated. I don't need to be disrespected. I don't, you know, I'm not a queen. I don't need to be respected. I just need to be left in peace. I have a peaceful home. We don't have any children. I like my house to stay a certain way, and I will, you know, put myself through the ringer to make sure that it does. And it's a violation, but spiritually, I just want to know how to get past it. That's, you know,
it sounds like you're rewriting your her story instead of his story. You're rewriting your her story.
I love that.
I love that. Mhm. And I heard you say that you're not a queen. You don't need to be respected that way. And as you were saying that, what came to me was you're a queen in your own queendom, and you deserve the respect that you know you want. That was as you were saying that, that was actually what was coming to mind. That it is your queendom. It's your sanctuary, your space where you have everything that happens in your life go on. You know, your good times, your bad times, your down times, your happy times, your anxious times. It's your place. And it's definitely a threshold that would deserve the respect that you feel that you deserve.
Yeah, I feel that I deserve it in any other a spouse or any other person that has their personal space, you know, would deserve. I was told once that everything has a spiritual aspect, and that has really helped me to distance myself from the he said, she said, and try to take it into a deeper, a deeper level of understanding. And not even trying to get into anyone else's headspace or way of thinking as much as saying, okay, what would the peaceful solution, not hurting anybody else, not hurting me, but also by the same token, setting up boundaries in a way that people will respect them, what they think or don't think. I'm getting better at not worrying about what people think because, you know, people are people. And, that comes with good, bad, and indifferent. My husband has taught me this year. Don't try to get into people's headspace about what they're thinking.
Sounds to me, Lori, like you're doing a fine job, that you've recognized everything. Don't you think so, Sam and Al?
Absolutely.
That you've recognized, and you know, I'm far from perfect, But listening to you, I know that you've got a handle on it, and now you know. You know what you can't do, you don't want to do, and what you want to do. And I think that's really important, and it's just an awesome start. And just like Sam, all that she did, look what you've done. You know, look how far you've got to pat yourself on the back. But, you know, I think I'm thinking about myself when I'm listening to all of this. I am very blessed. I have 50 people around me all the time, online that I can reach, people everywhere.
Wow.
Well, I do. I have all my staff, Al, and all the others that I have that I can come to and say, you know what, I'm having a lousy day. But, you know, I'm the boss. I'm supposed to have a good day all the time, but the boss doesn't always have a good day. Probably because, and I can say this to you, Sam, you probably would understand maybe, it's because I'm always giving. I am of service. And sometimes I'll sit there and I'll say to God, you know what, I'm getting a little mad here, okay? You know, and I talk to him every day, and I talk to Jesus. I've seen Jesus. I didn't have the experiences you had, Sam. But I'll just say, you know, I get angry because I have a son and I have a granddaughter and I have a very close friend. And the people that work for me, if they need me, I'm there. If they need, you know, if they need an advance, I'm there. I do this all the time, and I readjust my schedule. But, you know, you sit back sometimes and you say, what about me? I say that to my friends. What about me? Okay. Well, I am of the mind that I really believe God has a plan for me, and it's just not ready yet. And it hasn't come to fruition. It hasn't developed. And it's just kind of like starting now. When I was doing a show with my then co-host, was wonderful. It was really, Al will tell you, Al knows, and it was awful that I had to stop for 3 months. But little did I know that it's really helped me along the way. You know, when you look back, I mean, I've really interviewed a lot of people, and Al knows I have, every single week, sometimes two a week, and all different kinds, authors, entertainers, songstress. It doesn't matter. Somebody from the Beach Boys, I did him. I mean, and I've met all these people and talked to them, and I don't even know them. But when I'm done with it, I know them. And so I don't think that's God's plan for me. I think there's more. So I've been doing better. I've been doing my mirror technique. Everybody should do it, and I think either Al or Sam should. Well, Sam has her own way. Al has another way of doing it. I never thought about writing on the mirror. That's a good one. I love that one. Because it reminds you, and you have to look at the words, but you also, Al likes you to look in your left eye, in the right into your eye there in the mirror. And so eventually I think you can say your own affirmation, and it's going to be wonderful. But I'm just listening, and I think you've done a great job thus far. And I don't think you should stop. I think you sound really strong and determined. And I think you should hold your ground, hold your beliefs, just hold on to them. Don't let anybody change how you are. I have people talk to me and they try to change me. I'm very spiritual. I'm not like them. I'm not like most people. So I get really hurt. Believe it or not, running this business, you think, oh my God, nothing bothers her, does it? Well, there's two parts of me. There's the more fragile part, that's the inner part, that's the soul, and then there's the exterior where I can do anything. I could fly a plane if I had to. But that's the outer. That's what I show the world. But inside, I'm always talking to God. Well, that was a blunder today, you know. probably thinking, wait till I see you, young lady. And I say to him, you know what, we're going to go toe-to-toe because some of the things that's happening right now I'm not very happy with. You know, and then that's my authoritative side. But then I have this other side that I'm really fragile. Really, I can cry very – I don't cry, Sam and Lori and Al. I sob.
Yes.
So the last 2 days have been great. And maybe it's been the mirror. And maybe it's been doing the mirror all of a sudden because I don't know if saying that into the mirror really does it, but it's a reflection. It's coming back to you. I guess that's what it is. It's a reflection coming back to you that okay, yeah. You know, some days I'll go and look in the mirror, God, you look bad today. And then an hour later I'll go in and I'll say, you know what? You look pretty good right now. What did you do? I'll ask myself that. What? Because I have a cat. His name is Mushy. Mushy, what did I do? What did I do different? I'm looking in the mirror and I look different. I mean, that's no joke, right? And then pretty soon, it's okay, you know. And I think a lot of people worry, I do, how you look. You can't change your age, which everybody knows. And I'm older than all of you. But the thing of it is that for me, when that person sees me, he's going to know. And he won't even care. Because I'm at that point, and this is me and my life with my spirituality. That's how I believe. So I think you've done a great job, Lori. I really do.
I'm just like you. Thank you. I've got the hard outer shell of being a teacher that I was. Now I do what I want to do, which is write. I'm like you, Natalie, in the sense that I'd love to get paid to write because I do it fluently, maintain 4 blogs, and I do it with ease.
Well, you should write for my blog. I have one on the magazine.
I would love.
Well, I have a blog. You could do an article.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You should email me. Email me at stars, S-C-A-R-Z. CAST at
mysticlivingtoday.com.
S-T-A-R-Z,
right?
S-T-A-R-Z, C like in Charles, A like in Apple, S like in Sam, T like in Tom, mysticlivingtoday.com, and I'll get it. And just say, it's me, Lori. You know, we talked. And you can write for my magazine anytime you want. I ask everybody to do that, actually, because and it's going to be changed a bit. Of course, my webmaster doesn't know that, but he knows also when I get quiet, I'm thinking of all these things, and he'll say, oh, no, Natalie's got all these ideas, which I do, and I want to make it more like a magazine. I have the October issue. I had a photographer, and I mean, I adore him. His name is Billy Dodson. He goes to Africa, which is one of my places I would really love to go because I'm very fond of all the wildlife, all the conservations, all of it, everything, even little people that are stranded here in the United States, all of that. You can tell what an empath I am, and I have to be careful because if I watch all of this, I mean, I would be a wreck. I'd be sitting on the couch eating chocolates all day long because I wouldn't be able to function. So I do have to pull myself away. But anyways, I did something for him, and he's going back in February. And so I'm going to make it so that I'm going to feature him once a month, and I can feature you too, Lori. I'll feature anybody that wants to be in the magazine, a feature, and then like a sub-article. And so like for him, he's going to send me all his photographs, and I get photographs now that I can put in my my little Dropbox here with what camera he used and everything. These are real photographs, not copies, photographs. And he's going to send them to me, and I'm hoping because he said I got his book, and he said I really hope one day this book will inspire you to go. And I wrote and told him, I said, you know, I'm going to probably have to see it through your eyes and hear your stories and see your photos. Because for me to go there, I'm going to need a lot of money. And I'm not worried about my business because, you've got internet, you've got Wi-Fi, I'm there. I'm hooked up. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't miss a beat anywhere in the world now. You can do anything anywhere. But I'm going to do something on him, and then I'm going to start featuring people and do articles on them, and maybe they'll be featured writers every month. So it's going to be more like a magazine kind of thing. I have all these ideas, but I have to get my webmaster to do them. But anyways, you see, I get excited about that. You can tell. But you see why?
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm of service to other people. That's what it is. I know what it is. And so I happen to think, and Al's heard me say this, it's like you have a piece of paper. You've got pluses and minuses. When you pass, when it's your time, you better have more pluses on one side than minuses because you're going to be asked, why? Why did you do this? Did you atone for what you – that's another thing. Did you atone for what you've done? God forgives everybody. Everybody. Doesn't matter what you've done. But you have to ask for forgiveness. Just like you said, Sam, when he was on the cross. you know. Mm-hmm. You know, he died for our sins. This was what he was supposed to do. And I know I was there trying to help. And he stopped me. No, they're going to hurt you. I'm doing this because I'm supposed to do this. You just go off and you do your thing. I mean, I was gathering all kinds of people to stop it. But that was not meant to be, and I understood. But now in this life, right now where I am, look what I do. You know, I'm gathering all the people. Not to do a revolt or anything, but I just, you know, it's so interesting, and I'm so glad you called, Lori, because, and Sam, and Al is sending me messages. This has just been such a wonderful show. And I really wish more people would call in. And, Lori, you can call in anytime you want. Anytime.
Oh, you betcha.
Anytime.
I will, because like I said, it feels good for people to actually.
We can inspire each other. And I want to have Sam back. Sam, I want to have you back. We inspire each other.
Absolutely.
Sam, you're doing something wonderful. You keep on with those videos, because I got a video from her, and I saw this beautiful face and this happiness. How can you not be happy looking at somebody like that?
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Yeah.
It's the love.
It's all true. Al's
right?
Laughing. Don't laugh, Al. It's true. Al, why don't you send me a video? I don't have to. I can get Al anytime I want. That's easy. And he's a softie. Don't anybody think he's really a tough kind of. No, he's soft. He's very gentle. Very gentle man. I always say he's a man of few words.
Thank you.
Not me.
Yeah.
We all know I can talk. But anyway, Sam, we are going to have you back definitely after the first of the year somewhere, maybe February-ish or whatever. You and I will stay in contact. And I would also like you to write something for the magazine. See, I like to have all my guests write for the magazine because I think it's important. Because then I can put on there, okay, they were on this show. Here's the link to go listen to them because all the shows are recorded. And you can go back it'll be 6 years in February. We started on Valentine's. Uh-huh. You can go back. Over, you know, 5 3/4 years now, well, less 2 months, almost 6 years, go back to all the shows that I did with Maya Moon and I've done with Al and all the other guests that I've had. And you will see that you will get a lot of stuff out of it, a whole lot. And I'm just thrilled with tonight. And Al already sent me this big smiley face. And what a great show. Yes, great. But you see, Sam, what you did?
Mm-hmm.
You were the inspiration for the evening. Yes, you were the inspiration for the evening. And I'm so happy we met. And we're going to do this again. Allie, would you like to say something else? See, because, you know, I take over the show and we can't let me do that. I have to stop talking. I could talk for a whole hour.
What I would say is I had great, immense joy listening to all of you. So I greatly appreciate you all.
Thank you, Al. It's been a real pleasure to be on the show today, and I know that this affects Lori directly because she was blessed enough to join us on the show. And in my mind, I can only imagine how many other lives this conversation is helping currently, and then in the future as well.
Right.
The future listeners. Yes.
Because I'll push it out, it'll go on Twitter, and Candy, who's in the chat room, I must thank her for all of her fine work. I don't like to go without saying thank you. Oh, she's asking a question of you, Sam. What's next for Samantha?
That's
a good one, huh?
Okay, so what's next?
Yeah, what's next for you? What are you going to be embarking on? What are you going to be beginning? Oh, listen to that word, embarking.
Embarking. Currently, I've actually been asked to hone in on my mediumship a few different ways. And yesterday was a big aha for me that perhaps I may need to open that up a little more to explore my and just hone in on that gift so I can be a little more fluent in what's taking place. In my mediumship, but as far as clients are concerned, I still accept clients, and I am worldwide because most of my clients are on video. I choose to have my sessions on video calls, so the feelings can be understood a little clearer. So that's about what's next for me.
Well,
I know
Samantha,
that there's a few. Yes, sir.
Samantha, so how do clients get a hold of you? What's your contact
yes.
information?
Yes, thank you for asking. Clients can reach out to me typically via social media, either on Your Ecstatic Sacred Soul on Facebook, or perhaps you may also find me under the Samantha Elizabeth, and Elizabeth is spelled with an S instead of a Z. And so clients will reach out to me there, typically because most of my clients aren't what I would consider local. My clients are worldwide. So I like to have that platform where I'm not limited to a phone number.
Good. And they can also reach you through me.
Oh, yes, ma'am. How would that?
You know, because I have your email address. I know how to get hold of you. And then I could get Al or whatever. We will make sure that we pass it along, that you get a connection with that person that's inquiring. And, yes, that's absolute. And, well, we're almost at the end of the hour, although it's going to go over. We can go over a few minutes, so we still have things. So, Lori, anything else you want to add tonight while you're on?
Just basically that I feel understood, and I guess that like with everybody else who is going through this shift and going through learning about their higher self all alone, it really, really helps when you have other people that are in either higher learning than what you've passed through, or that can at least relate to what you're speaking about. And I just admire all of you and thank you humbly for your time and for doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you.
You're most
thank
welcome.
You for
we'll
being
be
brave
on again
enough to
the day after
share.
Day after Christmas. Go ahead, Samantha.
I was just saying thank you, Lori, for being brave enough to share, because it takes a big step to do that, to be willing to come out and say, hey, this is something I want to address. And I, you know, saying it on, you know, for public to hear, and it's a beautiful thing. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you as usual. It's always nice having Al, because, you know, he has a connection to the guest, and it just makes it easier for me and easier to talk. And Lori, like I said, please call in again. Next Wednesday, the day after Christmas, we're going to have this man. His name is Joe McQuillan. It's going to be a little tough probably for me to do just because. But I wanted to bring him on. I had the opening, and he wrote a book. And if I have the book in front of me, I can tell you it's about reaching his son through a medium who passed away suddenly, very young. And I think he's going to be very inspirational, and he's really excited about it. And I got him through a publicist, and it's called My Search for Christopher on the Other Side. And
wow.
Anybody, Lori, you should listen. Anybody that can listen should listen. Like I said, it's going to be tough for me because of how I am and what I do, not who I am. I'm really a nobody in the scheme of things, but just because of what Natalie feels and what she is about. It's going to probably be a little tough, and I almost didn't do him, and then I thought, no, you got to bring this gentleman on and listen to him, and this is his first book that he's done. So anyways, okay, well, I guess that's it for tonight. Sam, I will connect with you in email. Lori, please call in next week if you can. I know it's the day after Christmas, but you'll probably call in all the time, and I'll know because I'll see those numbers. I don't really see your number, but I see a bunch of ones, and I'll know that it's probably you. And Al, you're wonderful, and we will do this again. Al, I think we have Glennis, I should say, on January 30th, if you're still in town.
Okay,
and if you have any others that you want to bring on the show, let me know. I'll do them an extra night if I have to. It doesn't matter to me. I love meeting new people, and that's what I'm about. You know, I'm about bringing on new people, letting them share what they can do, and giving them a way to express themselves and have people like Lori call in and feel so much better about herself. And Lori, you look in the mirror and say, I love you, because you are really a beautiful lady for what all that you've done, and you're standing on your own 2 feet, and you're doing what you know is right.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it, and I've sent you 2 emails already, so you know I'm
okay,
listening.
Okay, and I'll get them. Okay, let me see. While we're still here, I'm going to see. Did I get it? Yes, it's me. It's me, Lori. Yeah, I got them. I got them both, honey. Okay, great. Okay, Sam, I will connect you. See how quick things can fly? I mean, I was saying to a lady today, I said, what do we do without phones, cell phones? And she said, I don't know. And I said, we managed, didn't we? Because everybody's got their head down. You look at everybody. They've got their head down with these phones. And I just think, do people talk to each other anymore? I do. I say hello to everybody in the store. I ask them if I can help them, and I don't even work there. That's what I do. I mean, see how much of service I am. So, you know, God is sitting up there thinking, oh, she's going to talk to me later, tomorrow morning, and I'm going to listen. Oh, yes, every day. I'm relentless. I am.
Yeah.
And I talk to Jesus, too. And I also talk to my dear friend. She was like my sister, Maya Moon. Her birthday was this past Monday. It was a tough Monday for me. And I asked for her help. And somebody told me she is still earthbound. And I don't know, Sam, if you know anything about that, or Al, but she's still earthbound. And I said to the lady that I know her very well, she works for me, she said it's because she still has things to do, and she's waiting for you, Natalie, but she says she's got a really long wait. I said, well, thank goodness for that. Because I'm not going anywhere yet. I'm not done.
Right.
No.
Willing and ready to wait for you to catch up.
That's what she, yeah, she's helping. I know she's helping. And she told me things about myself, how I was really helped by the angels when I was a little girl. And I never knew. I was like clueless. And if you're looking to the early, if you listen to the early shows, you'll see, like Lori, you would listen to those with Maya Moon, a lot of them, that we talk about the things that happened to me, and just think it's all recorded, and it is a wonderful. I don't listen to them because I wouldn't be able to. I mean, it would just tear me apart. So I ignore them. I don't listen to them. I mean, because I have a good memory anyway. So with that, I guess we'll say good night. Sam, look for my email. Al,
I will.
You're wonderful. Yes, and I love you. I love all of you. And I always end the show with the same thing, and that's to believe in things you can. Believe in what you cannot see. They really are there, and that's the truth. Good night, everybody, and have a great week, and I'll see you December 26th at 8 o'clock.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Mahalo.
Good night.
Bye.
Love you. Love you, Al. Love you, Lori. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.